Hi, my name is Derek Carrier.
My name is Jason Kelsey.
My name is Jordan Poyer.
My name is Ifani Moma.
My name is Chris Pope.
My name is Earl Wolf.
And this is my journey.
Every season brings change, anticipation, and the opportunity for a group of young men to fulfill a lifelong dream. They've traveled different roads to reach this place, but their paths have crossed here. At the intersection of Broad and Patterson, these men will come together as a team, all the while competing as individuals for 53 coveted roster spots. This is their journey.
I know that when the veterans get here, they've already been through many, many camps. And I know that this opportunity I have right here these next 2 days will set me up to on the right foot for when the veterans get here and our first official day of training camp.
It allowed us to go out there, and I feel like we got better, you know, in those last few days. I feel like it gave us a jump start. We've all gotten a lot closer. The first couple of days we got here, you know, nobody really knew each other, so everybody, I feel like everybody kind of had the game faces on. We have a lot more of a bond than we did before, and it allows us, you know, to open up to each other, you know, talk.
It's been great getting to know the coaches, getting to know their coaching style, but also really communicating with them on a personal level. I'm not afraid to go to them and approach them with a question or something that I might have that I think I need to improve my game on, and it goes both ways. They're not afraid to tell me how to improve my game.
Coach Bignell, I've actually had a good relationship with him. Just the little things that I could work on, he's always pushing me and reminding me of those little things. You know, he always mentions Harold Carmichael and tells me to go ask him some questions on things that I can work on being a big receiver in the NFL.
For me, I'm focusing on learning the defense and competing and getting better every single day. Just making myself as most valuable as possible, because at the end of the day, you know, the more valuable you are, you know, the more they can use you.
Being on the brink of making the team, I think special teams can really put you over the edge and set you up so that you can make the team.
Being a guy that's on the cusp, I think the more you can do, the better. So for myself, I try to, you know, open as many doors for myself by training and playing all over the place, not only at tight end, but also stepping out at wide receiver a little bit, and obviously being open to any and all roles on special teams.
You know, I want to play special teams, I want to play nickel, I want to play corner. At the same time, I need to be prepared to play those positions. So, you know, watching film, asking questions, you know, doing all the little things. I really want to be able to help this team win football games.
Coach Kelly does training camp differently than I think any coach I've ever been around.
Everything is full speed all the time. Everything.
It's a different style of training camp. It's going, you know, the tempo of practice is a lot faster.
You know, everything's designed to make you work extremely hard and to make you get a lot of reps. But at the same time, it's designed to keep your legs fresh and to make sure that you're constantly improving physically.
If you're running from special teams to back to 7-on-7, just full speed. Like, everything is full speed. You know, he wants you going all the time. You know, that's why we don't do conditioning, because practice is conditioning.
Everything counts more in this training camp, more than what I'm used to in college.
In rookie minicamp, you know, we be getting all the reps. You know, we just back to back. In the NFL, I've learned already that you have to be tuned in every single play, ready to go every single play. And that includes, of course, practice. You know, it all starts with practice.
Everything has a purpose. It's a lot more organized. Everything's moving with a fast pace. More is being accomplished with a given amount of time.
It felt like game day to me, because, you know, just being in that field, you know, having all the fans there, you just felt the energy, honoring all the legends. You know, we walk past them every day, see them on the wall, and you see them in person. And when you first see them, you're like, wow, they really look like they do on TV. It's just crazy. It's surreal.
Practicing at the Link for the first time was just an amazing experience. Having all the alumni there speaks volumes to the passion of Philadelphia fans.
Seeing the reaction of the fans to those past players that bled green for their, you know, for a large portion of their career, really died out on the field for the fans.
A few that I particularly remember when I was growing up was Deuce and Brian Dawkins, and obviously Donovan McNabb, and all those three players. I just remember just being great role models and just being players that you definitely followed on TV and through the news and media.
Westbrook, you know, the running back. Of course, Brian Dawkins, you know, my all-time favorite.
Who doesn't follow Brian Dawkins? I mean, he's been, you know, I've watched him growing up, and I love the way he played. I told him, hey, man, you know, and watch you play for a long time. Just seeing guys like that, it kind of just gives you a little shock going through your back.
Just seeing guys like that and other older guys that you never heard of, but you know, go back and look them up and you see what they've done for this city. It's just exciting, and it's pretty cool being able to play on the same team that they played for.
Just being able to just step foot on that field it was something special. Just the feeling of running out the tunnel, it was probably a moment that I won't forget. I enjoy getting to see what, you know, Philadelphia fans are like, and so I definitely had fun with it.
Going out there and just hearing the crowd, you know, cheer, just seeing how happy they were, just had everybody fired up and ready to go.
You know, it was pretty awesome when guys made plays, the crowd would go kind of crazy, and that was pretty exciting. So, you know, it was pretty awesome just getting out there and experiencing that.
You know, at first I was forgetting all the plays because I was just, you know, just so excited, just so ready to go out there. But, you know, you just got to, you know, tune it down and just, you know, get the pregame jitters away and just, you know, stay in tune with the task at hand.